Right now it's time for the observation deck with the greatest of all known Gordos, and it's brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Just pat till I'm ready. Pat till I'm ready.
It is 6:19 on the ticket currently. And it's 60 some odd degrees.
He's got to stretch it out. He's doing calisthenics.
That's enough. You don't need.
You got to get the blood flowing.
You've never done calisthenics in your life before you do a segment.
You do a jumping jacks.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Here's Gordon.
Thank you. Hey, I saw a tweet from Blinking Dog, and he wanted to report a jerk to us. He said that he was in an airport bathroom. It's not that kind of jerk, by the way. Just letting you know.
All right.
It's a person who is
I didn't even think about that.
No, you are a big jerk.
Being annoying. He said, I'm at an airport, in an airport bathroom in a city of my choosing.
Okay.
Literally 12 urinals to choose from. All of them empty. I walked down to urinal number 8, which was the last of the taller urinals. And the rest of them were all low boys.
The one that I always go in up here.
Yeah, which I've never understood. George always chooses the low boy.
It just seems like someone's always in the tall boy, so I've just gotten this habit of just going right to the little one.
Yeah, but do you like urinating like Pudge in his stance? How can that be fun?
I just aim.
He just splatters. He just splatters. He doesn't care.
Dribbles down his leg.
He says a dude walks in and sidles up to number 7 right next to me.
So, that's amazing. He had 10 other choices.
Yes. This is incredible. Or 11 other choices, right? There's 12.
One's being taken.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he has all these choices, and he goes to the one right next to the guy. There are other tall boys to choose from that are farther away. So what causes that? This has got to be related to that other thing that I always complain about when driving, when I'm driving one direction that has 3 lanes going each direction, right? Mm-hmm. And there's all these lanes to choose from, and the person who, no one else on the roadways, and the person who waits till right till I sort of get near them, and then they take a right into my roadway from a T intersection or something like that, and they choose my lane. Like, why do they do that? Why do they choose my lane when I'm the only car coming? I'm barreling down on them.
They're not thinking about much. They're just getting onto the road, just like this guy's going into the bathroom. And
well, you know, one explanation would be, if I'm in the left lane, maybe they have to turn left very quickly after this. Or if I'm in the right lane, maybe they have to turn right quickly after they enter this roadway. But then I'll look behind in my rearview mirror after I take evasive action and get past them. And then I'll see them change lanes into another lane. It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
They don't know that you're trying to go 110 miles per hour.
So, I do think that there's something, too, that people have lost the ability to judge speed and distance. Like, they can't. They're looking at an object approaching them, and they just think, all things go the same speed. I don't need to calculate this in my mind or anything, so I got plenty of time.
Can I do that calculation looking down on my phone?
You think that
Instagram?
They're on their phone? But, yeah, I don't. It's just that so my theory has become, I think people subconsciously see that, this is the lane that's being used by people. That's the one I need to get into. That's the only thing I can come up with as to why they choose my lane without fail, despite whether I'm traveling in the left, the middle, or the right lane. They just have to pull into whatever lane I'm in. And then after I pass, then they'll choose which lane they need to be in. So maybe the urinal thing is like that, is like they're just going to where the people are.
Right, and I think there are a number of people who, like the guy who's now being identified as a big jerk, he doesn't look at it as, I've got to choose at least 3 spots away from this dude. He's just going in. He's got to go wee-wee pee-pee. He doesn't care. He doesn't think about it. Maybe he's thinking about something that's going on in his home life or his business.
That's my other theory is perhaps I think that maybe there's a whole segment of our population that just does not have a lot of bandwidth.
Yeah, we're all zombies pretty much walking around.
Like they're not thinking through, they're not thinking ahead, not anticipating.
Wall-E characters.
Yeah, so they can only think of one thing at a time.
That's right.
And if that guy's thinking of the Simpsons at the time, he just can't think about, okay, well, where do I need to go inside this room that I've entered to relieve myself of yellow highlighter colored water with a tinge of blood?
Definitely not thinking about that, especially with this kidney failure that he's experiencing. You wouldn't think, okay, so if urinal number 8 is 2/3 of the way down,
mm-hmm.
and the guy comes and stands right next to you, that would, in my mind, be a concerted effort. Because if you're on autopilot, like you're saying,
why not take the first one, the nearest one?
Take the one that's right there when you walk in.
That's why my theory of go where the people are kicks in and would explain that. I don't know if my theory's right, but
you're probably onto something.
We kind of have
a herd mentality.
Right. Herd mentality. And so when you're on, and I think that it also incorporates your idea of thinking his brain is obviously elsewhere, right? He's obviously thinking the full bandwidth is being taken up by the thought of donuts or whatever. So that's why herd mentality is kicked in, and he's just going where people are because that's where people urine.
All George had to offer there was he likes donuts. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a whole lot else.
No. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Even right then, he could just think about donuts only.
When do you find yourself on the most autopilot? Do you do it when you drive?
No, I try.
I think a lot of people are doing it when they drive. That's why there are left-lane campers, and that's why there are people who just, they're not aware of their surroundings. I think that's also why people don't ever check their rearview mirrors, because they're just, I just want to get in my car and I just want to zone out. I just don't want to think about anything. And so,
yeah, I don't think I zone out, and I try to not talk on the phone, you know, unless someone calls and, oh yeah, I better take this. But I try not to zone out when I drive. It's just way too dangerous. We have the most dangerous roadways in America, I think.
I think that's a bold claim.
We always finish in the top 5 of most dangerous roads.
That's top 5. There's other ones that are more dangerous.
Okay, and where would that be?
Those 1 through 4.
Look it up. Yeah, I bet we're number 1.
He's not going to do the homework himself.
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking about donuts.
You've got to do the work.
He's thinking about that post-show bear claw.
Yeah.
That's my band name.
Post-show bear claw.
I will find myself every now and then driving, and I'll exit 75 or something, and then it'll hit me. Boy, I don't remember about the past 8 minutes of driving at all.
No.
I don't remember how I got here.
I've had that happen before, yeah.
Did I black out?
That's bad. You got the highway hypnosis.
Yeah, because I'm just sitting there, hand-offening out the window. Mm-hmm.
But you get to drive in the handicap lane, don't you?
If only. There's no such thing as a handicap lane.
Where would those be?
I'm going to start campaigning for them then, because it's very important.
Give me a taste of what this campaign would sound like.
We need we have handicap parking.
Uh-huh.
We have handicap stalls. Why do we have handicap lanes on highways for people who have disabilities?
Because,
like Monty, like me, with my ADHD.
Oh. God love
I don't know that.
Yeah,
I like
don't know
you
how
lump.
You drive with that.
Oh, now you like lumping us together, by the way.
I was kind of ticked that I came to work this morning. Monty had taken my handicap spot.
Jeez.
Had my placard up and everything.
It's a fun time for the disabled.
You can't have anything.
For my ADHD. And then he took my spot. I also have oppositional defiance disorder. I have a placard for that as well.
You do not get a handicap placard for fighting your authority figures.
So I have all of my handicap placards displayed on my dash.
Oh, you get one for each.
Yeah, it's like kind of like Cub Scout badges.
Oh,
you know, yes, for each.
Was you're collecting them?
Yes, yes. I'm working on my clinical depression badge right now.
Boy, if there were handicap lanes, though, that's a business opportunity for me. I could be someone's disabled Andy Panda.
That's right.
I just ride with you, and you get to take the primo handicap lane.
Cities with the most fatal crash rates. Number 1.
Bear Claw George has been looking
Dallas,
up something other
Texas.
Than what we're talking
well, you
about
told
now.
Me to look it up, not think about right, Bear ahead, Claw, so ahead. I looked it up. Dallas, Texas, number one. Phoenix, number two. San Antonio, number three.
Searched out till he found the study he wanted. This is cherry-picked data.
Dallas, here's another one. Dallas leads among big U.S. cities in fatal crashes.
He's on Google page four.
Take that.
Yep. See there? Page four until you found it.
It's one. Top searches.
Yeah, but then I see the pink website of the donut shop that you're hitting up after.
Yeah. It's the tab right next to that one.
Raspberry jelly.
Okay, I want to tell you a story about an old woman. April 9th, Westlake, Ohio. They couldn't get a hold of this 91-year-old woman. And so there was a welfare check done on her with their Confirm OK system. You ever heard of this? There's an automated system that will call, and you have to confirm that you're alive and okay. So we've kind of... We don't need people for the first level of this.
Right.
It's just an automated call. A woman doesn't pick up. She's 91. So you're a little worried. So the system does its job. Since she doesn't pick up, it escalates this. At 6:10 p.m., dispatch calls the woman directly. No answer. 6:12 p.m., police call her daughter. And the daughter confirms, yes, my mom should be home. She rarely goes out. So police pull up to her residence 7 minutes later, knock. There's no answer. There's no lights. No movement. Officers ask the neighbors. They say, well, we didn't notice anything unusual. We saw her yesterday, but haven't seen her all day today. So officers get the garage door code from the family at 6:28 p.m. They get entry through the garage. They find there's her car. It's here. Her old Toyota Corolla. Her rocking chair's here. Some old cabinet, odds and ends, garage doesn't look destroyed or anything. It looks like it's in place. So they start, ma'am, it's Westlake Police, ma'am, you in there? They get their flashlights drawn. One itchy cop puts his hand on his taser. He's ready for action. In case he needs to tase the old woman.
Right, and she springs out and says, you're not going to get me, copper.
And she unloads with both barrels.
They're over under.
Of her silly gun. So they go further into the home, and then finally, the officers call in to dispatch and say, hey, look, we're with her right now. She is, you want to guess?
Handcuffed to the bed.
Whoa.
Dang.
Boy.
That took a weird turn.
That came to mind pretty much immediately for Monty. Didn't take long for his imagination to get there.
The videos I've seen, the old women are handcuffed to the bed.
Okay.
It's a fun time for the disabled.
All right.
Monty was up all night.
Anyway, she was playing video games in her bedroom.
Oh.
She was gaming.
She's
got the headset on, and she's, bruh, what are you doing?
Dude.
Oh, bruh, dude.
Trying to take the Cowboys to the Super Bowl.
I'm sick.
Empty Mountain Dew cans everywhere.
She was in the zone, and she was locked in. Playing video games. A 91-year-old mother.
Grand Theft.
Had tuned out the world.
Good for her.
Basically, while she's in there.
Yeah, give it to this hooker.
Get some.
Yeah, get some.
I feel bad for her teammates. I don't feel like her reaction time is what it was, but good on her for
you
going.
Don't think
maybe,
so.
Maybe she's great.
Oh, she's getting killed every
Leroy Jenkins!
She had a headset on. She's talking all sorts of noise.
Yeah, she was talking smack. She was just, you know, cussing. The officers had to say, hey, ma'am, the language, could you please? Did your boys ever get into that and start with a headset and just hear the cussing down the hall?
They didn't talk too much trash, but they got on. And sometimes they'd play against guys up here at the ticket.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's got to be some of the most toxic places ever is listening to a bunch of 12-year-old boys on headset.
Talking to people that they'll never see in real life.
Yeah.
Boy, the muscles get real big.
Oh, yeah.
The guy you're playing with is in Wisconsin. You can say whatever you want.
So the woman was alive, but she was a 91-year-old gamer.
Well, good.
And her family
My grandmother never played video games.
You don't think so? The stats here are unbelievable. Yeah. It says that 36% of the silent generation, which is, I guess, now ages 80 to 90, that's what they're calling this, 36% play video games every week.
Every week?
I don't think my dad ever, or my mom ever played a video game.
Two-thirds of Americans ages 5 through 90 play video games. 2/3 of the population. I'm part of the 1/3. I do not play regular video games. I don't think I've played since about a year and a half ago. I played Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, that game's
pretty
cool. Pretty disturbing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But is Grand Theft Auto 6 out yet?
No.
You're still waiting on it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be close.
What do you play, Monty, when you play? Everything?
Yeah.
Everything?
I don't got a whole lot going on, George.
Man, I'm sorry, buddy.
I offload into the fake virtual world.
Polish the stump a little bit and right. play video games.
I don't know why he does that. And yeah, I know we got to go, Daddy. Jeez, oh, Pete's.
Okay, all right.
It's already starting.
No, it's nothing starting. I'm just
going
to Nothing starting.
Away.
We're fine.
Everybody's good. We'll just go to our room and lay
everybody's
in our bunk beds.
Everybody's good.
No.